The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're joined by Pádraig Horkan, he of the Horkan Garden Centre family. Pádraig, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
We're told the temperatures could be up in the 20s come the weekend. I'm not sure whether that prophecy will come true, but if so, what should we do?
Hallelujah. The good weather is here finally, Pat. There's so much to do in the garden at the moment. Planting up of kitchen herbs, planting out your vegetable plants at this time of year, potting up our hanging baskets, window boxes and patio planters. There's loads of colour available for planting up at the moment. You've also got your roses to look after, so feed roses at this time of year. Keep an eye out for the bugs as well. They're going to enjoy the good weather. Also the planting of scented plants, like scented stock, sweet peas, night scented stock, they should be planted at this time of year. And of course, we're in no more May. So we're asking gardeners to cut back on the cutting of lawns, allow the lawn weeds to flower and let the bees get in around the dandelions and the buttercups over the next 4 or 5 weeks.
All
right. So a busy time.
Now, loads of questions coming in. First one, if you want to lay your own synthetic grass, what should you do about drainage?
Well, drainage is going to be really important. So you can add, if the ground is heavy, add some pea gravel to the soil, then put a layer of sharp sand above the soil layer and then put on your artificial grass. So drainage is critical and a really good time of year actually to do that job.
We planted an Iliagnus ebigenae as a hedge. Could you advise how frequently we should water it and the recommended amount per watering? Also, is there a risk of overwatering? That's from Tony.
Absolutely, Tony. And remember, Pat, that we've had so much rain over the winter and spring period. There's a huge amount of moisture in the soil. So only newly planted plants are going to need watering. This plant is in a month, so it should be perfectly fine. Now, if the warm weather continues through the weekend and into next week, well, then Tony could give the hedge a watering. We water the soil, not the plant.
Yeah.
So hopefully give it a good heavy watering and then leave it for at least 10 days, 7 to 10 days. So don't be out there every evening watering your plants unless they're in pots and containers. But give the hedge a good heavy watering and then leave it for at least 7 to 10 days. Feed it, of course, at this time of year as well.
I have two French white lavender trees planted near each other. One is struggling this year. It has very small, sparse leaves and flower buds. They're drooping, but the one next to it much healthier. Your advice, please.
Well, my advice really is to lift that struggling lavender out of the soil, redo the soil again. Soil conditions are so wet. Lavender is a Mediterranean plant. It likes free draining soil. Again, I'd add something gritty compost or pea gravel to the soil or sand to the soil and replant the plant back in, cutting it back, giving it a feed, and it should be perfectly fine. It should kick back into growth again.
I live in the south of France. I have a bitter orange tree, very mature, that didn't fruit last year, but now has a bountiful amount of fruit. But for weeks now, the fruit is still lime green and not turning orange. What could be the problem?
Patience, unfortunately, Pat, is what's needed here. So the bitter orange is the Seville oranges that we associate with marmalade, and they can take up to 8 to 9 months for the fruit, once they form, to develop into a full proper ripened orange. So it's an 8-month waiting period, unfortunately. You will often see Seville oranges with the flowers and the fruit, the ripening fruit, on at the same time. So liquid feed it with a high potassium feed, something like a rose fertilizer or tomato feed at this time of year. And it does take 8 months for the fruit to form. So a little bit of patience.
Another one, I prune back my apple trees when you advise, Pádraig, but this year no blossoms. What's gone wrong?
Oh, well, I'm surprised. We prune the apples in the winter to encourage lots of new growth. If they're young trees, they will come back into flowering next spring. So again, a high potassium feed, a rose fertilizer applied now, that will slow down the growth and help to induce flowering in the apple trees. So they should be in full flower at the moment. So feeding with rose feed now, again in June, and that'll settle them down and they'll come into flowering next spring.
I bought two red robin trees 6 weeks ago, about 6 foot tall. They were in pots for 5 weeks and now they're in the ground, but basically they're nearly dead. All the leaves are brown, bar a few. Is there anything I can do to revive them? That's from Anita.
Well, Anita, if you purchase the plants 6 foot tall, they're quite mature trees and the stems will be quite strong. My guess is that they dried at some period whilst they were in the pots, and photinia at that size will dry very quickly. Give them a good watering, give them a liquid feed as well. They will kick back into growth because it is a very, you know, hardy plant and very robust plant. So the photinia red robin should bud up and start to grow again within about a 4 or 5 week period. So good watering, good feeding, and let nature take its course.
On Pork's advice, I planted a couple of Daphne Jacqueline Postel and they grew really well but haven't flowered yet. They have buds on but no flowers. Will they flower still? They have new growth and plenty of green. They're in partial shade with sun in the morning and the evening. That's from Paul.
And what a cracking plant, Pat. This is a particular Daphne that flowers through the winter period. It comes into flower at Christmas time. It flowers right till the end of February. Absolutely delicious scented plant with beautiful pink flowers. It's not going to flower this spring, so it will flower next spring. The fact that it's growing actively, it tends to do that for a couple of years and then settle down to flowering. So the listener has made the right choice. It's a beautiful plant. A little bit of rose feed again around the base with it at this during the summer period, and then leave it alone. Don't be tempted to trim it or cut it. It will come into flower at Christmas, and it's absolutely stunning, the scent of it, as it flowers through the winter period.
Can you ask Porrick how to get rid of wild garlic? I have used a rotavator to dig up the bulbs and discard. However, they've come back with a stronger growth. P.S. I hate pesto.
So wild garlic or ransoms, I mean, they do literally spread across the garden. They have a bulbous base like planting snowdrops or any bulb, and rotivating them unfortunately spreads the problem. You've actually done yourself more harm than good. The best way to control garlic is, if it's in small clumps, is physically dig it out with a fork, or cover the area now with black polythene and leave it on over the area for at least 6 months, and the garlic will actually die beneath the black polythene. The heat, the sun, and the fact of lack of light will help to get rid of the garlic for you.
My Goldcrest, which is a large bowl on a 3 foot stem, was thriving for almost a decade, but in the last year started to go brown. Can this be saved or should I remove it? It's terribly unsightly.
Yeah, and Goldcrest, so this is a conifer patch, quite a big conifer, quite a vigorous plant unless it's kept pruned back. It can suffer from aphid damage, so this causes browning onto the branches. I would prune that out. Anything that's dead or physically damaged, prune that out completely, give it a feed, and it should kick back into growth. Now, they dislike any heavy pruning, so don't prune anything too severely back. Remove any dead wood. Give the rest of the branches a light trim back. Give it a feed, and it should kick back into growth.
I have a hardy kiwi growing up the side of my shed, supposed to be self-fertile, but I have my doubts. Got flowers last year, but they all fell off, no fruit. I have them in large pots and add chicken manure. Growth is quite good. Any advice from Alan?
Yeah, so the chicken manure is quite good, Pat, but it intends to encourage a lot of leafy growth and stem growth. Alan should switch to, a potassium feed. So a tomato feed would actually be more suitable, a liquid feed, or indeed a granulated rose fertilizer. It's high in potassium, and that's the element that induces flowering and fruiting. The other thing that Alan could do is actually, when it comes back into flower, is to pollinate. Take a little paintbrush and literally go from one flower to the other, because the bees would normally do that. But whilst it's in flower, you can simply transfer the pollen yourself from one flower to another, and that will help to set the fruit.
Cherry blossom, is it okay to prune it an obelisk tree now? That's from Breda.
Yeah, so cherries are pruned after flowering. So many are still in bloom at the moment. So I'll leave it for maybe another 2 weeks and then it can be safely pruned back. So we're coming into that time of year at the end of May for pruning cherries.
And a final one about an edible cherry. For the past 5 years, we've never been able to enjoy the cherries as the birds seem to be eating them while they're still green, like right now. What can I do to save the cherries from the wildlife?
Well, you can actually use a treatment called grazers. So grazers, we normally use it on plants to keep hares and goats and so on, rabbits away from plants, but it's also effective on berries as well. So it's grazers, it's in your local garden centre. It's not a pesticide, it's not going to do any harm to the birds, but they dislike the taste of it. There's actually calcium in it, and they dislike the taste of the berries once you apply it. The other way is to physically net the tree, if you can. You can get bird netting and just drape it over, and that helps to keep them out as well.
Porrick, thank you very much for joining us. That's Porrick Horgan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.